brings down that there was a rov, that when Elisha came back, now there was a rov. And the pasuk says, Elisha shava gulgoyla v'horov boretz. And there was a hunger in the land. And Lamai says, you go on and you see Elisha didn't daven. He didn't daven. He didn't daven that the hunger should go away. He didn't daven. So Chazal asked the kasha. The Gemara comes in Ksubis. And the Gemara asks, why does the Torah end over here v'horov hoya boretz? We don't find that Elisha did anything. Elisha shava gugoyla v'horov hoya boretz u'mimnei ma'aloi bikesh rachamim. Why didn't Elisha be mevakesh rachamim? Mishum de be'idon rischa le'aviboy rachamim. Very difficult Gemara. The Gemara says here in Ksubis on Daf Kuvav that the reason why Elisha didn't daven is because there was an idon rischa. It was a time of anger. The time of anger can't daven. So all the achronim ask, Kant's Shas is full of Sugyas Hashas, where there was a hunger, there was no rain, there was a famine, and the tzaddik davens. Anyway, even though it's a Shas Rischa. So Taka, Rav Ginsburg, Zatzal is the same kasha. In the Sefer Musa Anavim, he says, Vina yesh lishayl al zeh. He says, I don't understand. We find there were many times famines and the tzaddik davens. See, he tries to kvetch. Maybe there's an afkamina. Very big doichik, he says. Rav Ginsburg wants to say that it depends. If there's a hunger globally, global hunger, that's called an Eden Rischa. This was a global hunger. And if there's a hunger in a specific place, to all the cases in Tainis where the Chachamim Davin, it was a local issue. Local issue, that's not called an Eden Rischa. This is L'chayra Dover Nifla, what he's saying. On many fronts. First of all, to make this chiluk on his own. But forgetting that, L'chayra, what's the lamdas behind the Gemara? The lamdas behind the Gemara is that a tefillah is not miskabel b'idin rischa. Why? Because there's a rischa on what you're davening for. So L'maisa, if in this place there's a rischa, and you're davening it, there should be rain in this place, why should that tefillah be better than if there's a rischa on the whole world, there's anger on the whole world, you're davening for the whole world? There's enough kamina. Lamaisa, the rischa is on hog of rischa, keneged whoever the rischa is. So it's a big chiddush to say that the Gemara in Ksubas is saying you can only not daven if there's a rischa in the whole world. But if there's a risk, if there's anger just in this location, then you could daven for this location. It's not something that's very miskabel. Perhaps we could say like this to answer this kasha. A couple of weeks ago, I gave a whole shiur by me and Shul on the topic of the Gemara in Yevomis, famous Gemara, by Yosso Loi Hashem, Loi V'loi Lo. Right? The pasuk when Yitzchak and Rivka were davening. So the Gemara says in Yevamos that Hashem accepted the tefillah of Yitzchak and not the tefillah of Rivka. They both were davening for children. But the pasuk says Hashem took Yitzchak's tefillah. A lot of questions on the Gemara, obvious. Why would the Gemara go out of its way to tell you that Rivka's tefillah wasn't accepted? She was also Yishit Tzidkanus. Tefillah wasn't accepted. Another kasha, we see fakeret. We see in the Gemara in Tainus, I brought down this Gemara when I gave this year. The Gemara in Tainus says that Rebbe Lezer daven for rain, and Rebbe Kiva daven for rain. And who is Nene? The Gemara says Rabbi Elazar said many, many tefillos, he wasn't answered. Right? And Rabbi Akiva, he started davening, opened up his mouth, and rain started coming. And the Gemara says, Loi Mibnei Shezeh Gadol Mizeh, not because Rabbi Akiva was greater than Rabbi Elazar, El Shezeh Mavir Al Midoisev. Rabbi Akiva is Mavir Al Midoisev. What does it mean, Mavir Al Midoisev? So everybody asks, Posh Pshat Mavir Al Midoisev means a person who's Mavater. You know, there's different types of people in the world. One guy, you step on his toe, he'll kill you. Another guy makes believe he didn't even feel it. Right? He doesn't know what happened. Mavir Al Midoisev. Person's Mavir Al Midoisev, they give an Al Midoisev. The Gemara says, Mavirin Loyal Kopshav. That's a high madrega. Posh, what the Gemara is saying is, the Rebbe Kiva was a Mavir Al Midoisev. Rebbe Lezer wasn't a Mavir Al Midoisev. Freck the Welt. What do you mean? There's no bigger madrega than that. If Rebbe Lezer wasn't Mavir Al Midoisev, Rebbe Kiva was, so he is bigger. The Gemara is trying to say, Loi Mibnei Shezeh Gadol Mizeh. And then the Gemara seems to say, Zeh Gadol Mizeh. Zeh Mavir Al Midoisev, Zeh Mavir Al Midoisev. Remember the weirdest discussion. Pella. I'm sure Pella. Magafi Sigr. There's different ways to answer it. The most mistabridic way to answer it is, Avada Rebbe Lezer was a Mavir Al Midoisev, and Rebbe Kiva was a Mavir Al Midoisev. But there was a matzav that Rebbe Akiva had that Rebbe Elazar didn't have. What was the difference? Rebbe Akiva was a Ben Gerim. Rebbe Akiva came from a very compromised background. Right? Rebbe Akiva didn't come from... Rebbe Elazar, the Gemara says, was a Dor Asiri Mehezra. He was a Meyuchas. Dor Achador. And Mela, Rebbe Elazar was Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Akiva had to be Mavir Al Midoisev to become who he was. He had to live through a Mavir. Not that Rebbe Elazar didn't have the mid of Mavir Al Midoisev. So what bothered me? Pasha Tekasha. So on the one hand, we have the Gemara in Yevamos. Tells me what? Ain't it doim tefillah tzadik ben tzadik or tefillah tzadik ben rasha? That the reason why Rivka's tefillah wasn't as accepted as Yitzchak is because Yitzchak was Ben Avram. So it sounds like it's better if you're Tzadik Ben Tzadik. And the Gemara in Taina seems to be saying, Adarabba, Rebbe Akiva was Maver to be who he was. He wasn't a Ben Tzadik. His tefillah was accepted. So which one is it? Which one is it? Is it better to be a Tzadik Ben Tzadik? I mean, we hear both milas. Tzadik ben Tzadik has a mile, he has tzchusovas. Tzadik ben Rosh has a mile, he has to be Mavir Al Midoisev to be a tzadik. But l'chayra, the Gemaras are pulling us in two different directions. In Yevomis, tzadik, the Gemara says better to be a tzadik ben tzadik. And that's why Yitzchak's tefillah was accepted. The Gemara in Tainus, if I can. You should know that the Torah brings down in Hilchus tefillah, Shlich Tzibo. What do you do if you have two Bali Tfilah? One, they're both good Bali Tfilah. Both Tzadikim. One of them is a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. He comes from a great environment. He's a Tzadik Ben Tzadik. That's one. And the other one is Nebuchadnezzar Tzadik Ben Rosh. He's a Baal Tshuva. Right? His father went off the day. His father was not. So the Rosh brings, the Tor brings down from the Rosh, Toiv lekarev mizera rechoikim. It's better to use that Baal Tefillah. Better use the Baal Tefillah who's a compromise, comes from a compromised background. So everybody yes on the Rosh, the Marshal, says, I don't understand. That's the Gemara Yevamos. And the Doim Tefillah Tzadik Ben Tzadik with Tzadik Ben Rosh. The Taz tries to dray out of it, but the bottom line is the Gemara Yevamos says clear that a Tzadik Ben Tzadik's tefillah is better. And the Rosh says, no, better take the guy who's the Baal Tshuva. So what's going on? It's the famous Kash on the Rosh. Some make a chiluk between Shlich Tzibur, not Shlich Tzibur, but Hagufa, we need beer in that. So I gave a Pasha Pshat, which this maybe could explain the Eden Rischa that Elisha felt he couldn't daven at the time. It doesn't mean he wasn't shaykh to daven. But he wasn't shaykh to daven. It's maybe Elisha held that he's not the one to daven. He needs somebody else to daven. I'll explain to you why. Really, what's the reason why we find that some of the ovois v'imoyos were chronic? They couldn't have children. So we know as Kodesh Baruch Hu is chofetz b'tfilos and shel tzadikim. Hashem wants the tzadik to daven, right? But there's a deeper pshat, there's a Kabbalistic pshat, chassidish pshat, why the ovois v'imoyos weren't able to have children. And that is, I'm sure the Olam remembers, Hashem had to do some genetic cleansing. Right? So Avraham Avinu and Sarah both came from a bad background. Hashem didn't want that it should affect their children. Normally, Gimel Shutfim Yesh L'Adam. Hashem wanted to wipe away the Shutfis of before. So what did he do? He made them Akorim. Yismach Moshe brings this down as well. So Avraham and Sarah were Akorim, because they both had to cancel what they came from. Hashem intervened, right? Now, the next generation, Yitzchak had two halak parents, Sarah and Avraham, both wonderful people. So Yitzchak was able to have children. Rivka, she came from Lavan, Besuel, Yenemishbach, right? Lavan was a brother, Besuel, Atata Besuel. That's why he was Akora. The next generation, we find that Rachel and Leah. Rachel was an Akora, Beferish. And even by Leah, it says, Vayiftach es Rachamo. Vayar Hashem kisnu Leah, Vayiftach es Rachamo. Because they came from Rishon. So basically, when somebody comes from a Rosh, they have to be cleansed. Hashem cleansed the others. He cleansed them. So now it's Givaldic. Yitzchak Avinu, when Yitzchak davened, he was davening only for his wife. Because he didn't have to daven for himself. It's so meduyik in the pasuk. Vayetar Yitzchak l'noichach ishtoi. Yitzchak, it doesn't say that Rivka davened. It doesn't even talk about Rivka. The chiddush is Yitzchak. Rivka v'hashteitzach she davened. She had to daven. So Rivka had to daven, so she davened. She was not called. Tayetar Yitzchak l'noichach ishtoi. Ki akoro hi. Read the psukim. Yitzchak davened for her. Because she was akoro. He could have had a baby with somebody else. He could have taken another wife. Had a baby. But he davened for her. Vayosu lo Hashem. Hashem accepted his tefillah because his tefillah was for Yenna. He was a tzaddik ben tzaddik. He didn't need to daven for himself. He only davened for her. Davening for somebody else is to handle the vote. Right? Mimela, now we can understand that the answer to the Taz's Kash on the Rosh, the Marshal, when somebody is davening for the Omud, so the whole tefillah really is a tefillah shel tzibur. It's not a tefillah yochid. It's not a tefillah for personal need. So there, the mile of tzaddik ben tzaddik you don't have, then you just go back to the mile of Zemav al Midoizot. Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Kiva were davening. So there it was a tefillah shel tzibur. So now we go back to the other milas. Comes the Rosh and he says, if you have a shayla who to daven for the Omud, so there it's a tefillah shel tzibur. It's not a personal tefillah anyway. If it's not a personal tefillah, then you have the milah of the Gemara and Tainus. It's anyway a tefillah shel tzibur. You could say that Elisha felt that now you have to look for a by an Eden Rischa, you need somebody who was a Mavra al Midoisev. Elisha, who was a Ben Kedoshim, a Talmud from Eliyahu Hanavi, by an Eden Rischa, you need a Rebbe Kiva Lesbal. You see, Rebbe Lezer HaGadol Tzach V'loinene, because it was an Eden Rischa. For that, you needed a Mavra al Midoisev. You need an Epis. And that, so could be the pshat in the Gemara and Ksupas is, he didn't feel he's ready to daven in this matzah. Not that it's not shayach. The Gemara and Tainus is saying, there's ways to open up the doors. Mavral Midoisev, the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains it, and he learned it from a medrash. Mavral Midoisev, Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns it's like a light switch. That That means Hashem created in the Bria that if you're Mavra al Midoisov, it has an effect. Reb Chaim said it's he had a whole riot from a medrash with Antoninus, with bread. But he brought a riot. This is the famous psak. I told over to the Salem a couple of years ago. Reb Chaim gave a psak where there was a girl who had Yena Machla. There was a guy who had Yena Machla. Altschossen. He had a bad disease, serious disease. And the treatment had terrible, they had to put him through terrible treatments. And the Kala refused to let him go. The Chosson parted the Kala from the engagement. He said, because you got engaged to me, else I was a Choshev Bacha, a healthy Bacha, now they don't even know if we'll be able to have children. From the treatments, they didn't know. So he parted the Kala. And the Kala said, what do you mean? You're my Chosson. I'm taking care of you. I'm not walking away from you. And he said, no, I insist. No, I'm staying. This is like the Maaseh with Reb Shneur. Reb Shneur Kotler, a lot of people don't know this, but Reb Shneur Kotler, you should know, when he got engaged to a girl, she was a Bas Ashirim. This is before the war. He's a Bas Ashirim from a Choshev, a family. They're going to support him. The end is that the war broke out, and she became a Yisayman. Nebuch. He married Al Yisayman. She sent him a beautiful letter. I saw a copy of the experts of the letter. She sent him a letter that he doesn't have to stick with her anymore. She's now, he got engaged to a girl. She was a wealthy, supportive girl, a supportive family. Now I'm a Nebuch. You put her from your commitment. You know what he writes her back? He writes her back, all the ava that I had for you, all the love that I had for you when we got engaged is here today. But not only that, now I love you more. Because now I have a mitzvah of Yisayman that I couldn't love you before Al Yisayman. Now I love you for all the reasons I loved you originally. And on top of that, I love you more. Can you imagine? Agodl. That's Agodl. That's what he wrote it back. So Lamaisa, that's the Yisoy. The Yisoy that Yisoy this is, that this is talking the way the Gedolim, this is the way they operate. This is the way they... This is the way they thought. This was their chemistry. Andere Menschen. Mavral Midoisus, Reb Chaim said, if two people are engaged to each other, and the Chosson says, I don't want to put myself onto the Kala, and the Kala says, I refuse to let go of the Chosson, each one is being Mavral Midoisus, they should stay together. He gave them a bracha, the Chosson got well, they had children. So they asked Reb Chaim afterwards, how do you know for sure? He didn't say, Stam, I know. How do you know for sure? He said, with such a mavral midoisov, it's not shaykh that they won't come broch. Where two people are ready to be maver, complete their whole lives to each other, it's not shaykh that broch won't come. And mele he, and taka kahava. So that's the answer. So it could be Elisha was looking dafka for a Pesarab Akiva. In Eden Rischa, Yitaka can't rely on a regular tefillah. As you see, Reb Lazar Gadol Korov Leinen. Okay, stop.